the times in our life where money doesn't buy happiness, it sure does make those very difficult times a whole lot easier or a whole lot less stressful. So I want you to understand that just like air and just like water and just like food and just like a roof over your head, you deserve to have money in your life. You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now. Hey, hey, everyone. What an exciting topic we have today, talking about all things wealth consciousness and money manifestation. You know, we talk a lot in this community about how money is the biggest story on the planet. And I know that so many of you have heard my own journey with transforming my money story. And now it is time, I believe, for women like us, that this is such our, for such a time as this moment, to disregard, to no longer live in the lies of scarcity and lack, or thinking that there is anything wrong for women like us to be making money, investing money, saving money, manifesting money, distributing money, and letting it flow through us powerfully. We are children of God. We are spiritually connected. We are aligned with value-driven missions. And for way too long, people and societies and status quo has told us that we don't know what we're doing, that we don't deserve it, that money is for other people, but not people like us, that it's not okay to ask for more money. We've gotten shut down from institutions. We've gotten shut down from society. We've gotten shut down from a lot of men. And sadly, this level of oppression continues so oftentimes with women amongst women. It's why part of what I wrote about in my book is that money shaming is the new witch burning. But I know that for you and for this community, that ends now. That ends here. And even if you don't know exactly how, you get to make a decision. And a decision means to cut. You get to redirect your focus that you will do and become whatever it takes so that you are living in financial relaxation, because that is what you deserve. That is your birthright. And until you are in financial relaxation, I'm going to tell you, you can't really as fully as and as deeply be available to focus on others. Because to whatever degree you are worried, you are scared, you are struggling, you are penny pinching, you're telling yourself you can't, or it's not okay, or looking for permission, if you are in lack in any way, then you are not in financial relaxation, which means you are focused on yourself. And I know this from personal experience, that when I didn't or don't have the right ratios of money flowing to me and through me, then it starts to tempt me to be thinking about how can I make money? How can I make money? And that is never a great place to come from. And so today we're going to be opening up all of what your divine birthright is and all of what you're meant to do and the real truth behind money. And when we can neutralize and take all of the, and there's so many stories, right? If we can get rid of the stories that are lies, the stories that are holding you back, the stories that have you not believing in enough, and get you into alignment with truth. The truth is money is unlimited. The truth is you deserve to have the exact amount of money that is necessary for you to freely live and fulfill your calling and your purpose. And the other real truth about money is that we must remember, like, money gets a bad rap. The poor money energy, right? Money gets a bad rap. Money is the root of all evil, and money is this and that. Like, it's just energy. Can you imagine if we walked around saying like broccoli is the root of all evil? Broccoli is just broccoli. It just depends on what you do with it that makes it nourishing or not. And money is just an energy. It's just a tool to support you in fulfilling your calling. And we all came here to live really big callings. We came here to fulfill big missions, to make a big contribution, to live in a really beautiful way, to have many gorgeous experiences, all of which require money. And so just like no woman walks around saying like, I don't deserve to have enough water or I don't deserve to have enough air. These are just resources to nourish the body. And I want us all to understand that money's in the same category and that there is so much money available. There is so much good you can do in your own life and for the lives of others with an abundance of money. There is so much righteous power, not the old dusty mentality of power lording over other people or power to oppress others. There's so much good power that we can use money for in whatever desires have been placed in your heart. Is it to go towards campaign? Is it to go towards anti-racism? Is it to go towards sex trafficking, the environment, creating new policies, helping people that don't have enough healthy food and water? Like there's so much good, like hiring new people in your businesses, creating jobs, not to mention supporting your own family and giving your children beautiful experiences. Like, we must be the ones to stop saying money doesn't buy happiness. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And you deserve to be happy. I will always say it doesn't buy all happiness, but it does buy choices. And in the times in our life where money doesn't buy happiness, it sure does make those very difficult times a whole lot easier or a whole lot less stressful. So I want you to understand that just like air and just like water and just like food and just like a roof over your head, you deserve to have money in your life. And so what we're going to be doing here today is opening up basically, and here's the good news. It might sting for a second, but I'm here with you, sister. Don't you worry. We're going to open up to the ways in which you are holding yourself back from a greater level of abundance. Because there's no power that's going to come from all the stuff that other people have said and or done or any of it. I don't care. I don't care about the past. I care about you. I care about this present moment. And I care about you and your incredibly important mission, calling, and purpose. And I care about that being well-funded. So that's what we're here to understand, that it is absolutely every single human's and every single woman's birthright to create and generate this level of abundance. And so with that, I have great reverence. And with that, it doesn't become about the money, but it does become us being women who stop limiting God in our life. And when we dial in to our spiritual truth around money, I want you to develop a practice, says who? When those niggling thoughts come up of like, well, there's no clients for me, says who? There's, I can't charge that much, says who? No one will pay this amount, says who? I can't get that opportunity, says who? Because when you are listening to the voice of God, I'm pretty confident that if you are being, actually, I am sure that when you are being divinely guided, you will know with confidence and power and peace and certainty whatever amount of money that you are meant to charge in your business. God is not a God of lack. God is not a God of restraint. Quite frankly, if you believe in the same God I do, he's rather flamboyant. Haven't you noticed? I mean, all kinds of miracles showing up, 11th hour, parting Red Seas, walls crumbling, arcs being created. Like God is a pretty majestic, flamboyant, dramatic, big thinking God. And that includes your purpose. So when you go to be divinely guided, let's pay attention, particularly when it comes to money, whose voice you're listening to. Because when I go inward, it is important to not come from a place of fear. Because when we come from a place of fear, we can get grabby. Well, I need 10 grand for credit cards, and I need 50 grand for this, and I need this for the house payment. I want to pay off my car, and it can get really grabby. The point here is, where is God leading you and guiding you? Did God even say your credit cards need paid off today? And so when we get present in this present moment and we follow divine guidance, that's where you're going to find your peace. That's where you're going to find your confidence. And that's where your focus must be so that you can open up to what God has in store for you. And we're going to go into a lot of really great details today about the specific limiting beliefs that we have that basically run the show. And we know that what we think about becomes our reality. So the more that you think about, I don't have the money for this, it creates that. And there's no spiritual connection in that. That's just recycled thoughts in the brain, being on autopilot, basically being an empty human. We women must wake up. And as soon as we catch ourselves thinking one of those old thoughts, we must return to source. And if God is your source, then your source is unlimited. Your source also isn't necessarily going to show you all the steps at once. But I assure you, when you get grounded in the present moment, you will learn to take the first step and then the next step and then the next step. So as you, I mean, I don't want to say begin this process. If, you know, you've been on this process for a while now. What I'd like us all to begin together is a new level of confidence, a new level of boldness, a new level of asking for more than enough, and definitely a new level where this generation of women gets out of the financial struggle and we model for other women and other families that that gets to be a thing of the past. And this might sound really radical. Gina, there's always going to be poverty. I don't know what there's always going to be, but what I do know is that if women like us individually and collectively say no more to being in fear around money, say no more to settling for baby amounts of money, say no more to that we are the ones not believing in ourselves and our capability and our purpose and our calling. If we are the ones that no more, like never again, if another woman never mentioned fraud complex or imposter syndrome, that would put millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in your euros, pounds, rupees, whatever, into women's bank accounts where we could be focused on so much more. Can you think about if you actually thought about generating wealth and your deservedness to do so, as much as you thought about how you can't have what you want, as much as you thought about that you don't have what it takes, if you gave making money as much energy as you give to trying to get it and being scared you can't have it, boom, shakaraka, there is a global quake going across the earth right now as women like us start to say, I refuse. I refuse to live in lack. I refuse to follow someone else's money rules. I refuse to be told that I have to put all this money into a 401k or a down payment or whatever because some financial planner in a bad suit with a fake string of pearls told me that I'm supposed to do so. No, I get my financial guidance from God. I get my financial North Star from asking, what is my business meant to do? And how am I meant to serve? And at what level am I meant to do so? That is where I get my guidance. And I'm not going to tell myself that I need to be the one. I couldn't even believe it. The person's name will remain nameless. One of my high level, most favorite clients of all time told me this morning that she was kind of like tired of doing what she was doing. And I said, well, let's really take a look at that and why. And I said, well, maybe you're not meant to be doing like this particular type of program. And she's like, well, actually the program itself, I like. What I don't like is like, I couldn't even list what she was doing, uploading all the Zoom calls and putting the links in and putting the updates in the Facebook group and all this. And I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You are not an entry level admin in your own company. You're a company owner. And it's not that any of us are above any task. I am not saying that. But what I'm telling you is that she clearly did not have the wealth consciousness to say, I am unavailable. And it's not unavailable to put up a Zoom link or to do administrative tasks. It's to be unavailable to think that you have to be the one to do it all because you're not going to make it a priority to invest in and train and hire the right people. See, this is where wealth consciousness gets so exciting because it uplevels you in every way. And the least of it is actually even about money in and of itself. It's about you functioning at your highest level. It's about you living your best life. It's about you doing what only you can. And there's a place for all of us. I started out in entry-level positions and most people I know did, and that's great. And then it's time to graduate. And I believe that right now it is time for all of us women to strongly and powerfully graduate financially. Because when you up-level, it's not just about you buying more clothes and more Jimmy Choo's or whatever your thing is, which I'm always going to be a fan of. So mazel tov and congratulations. It's always about the double blessing. You have no idea, as you are saying no to mediocrity, as you are saying no to settling, as you are saying no to financial struggle of whatever form, because P.S., doesn't matter how many zeros. I know that when I was living off of $24,000 a year, I was struggling financially and in $75,000 of debt. And I have also been in financial struggle at seven figures, depending on what the ratios were and cash flow and all of that. So there's a real art to becoming the woman who is unavailable for the financial struggle or the financial fear. I also have eight-figure friends who are constantly worried about money and literally clipping coupons, like spending their time using coupons to make purchases. So this up level that we're going for, yes, it's to open yourself up to being able to attract greater amounts of money, but it's also so much about being the queen that you were born to be. And being the queen means functioning at the highest level, working smarter, not harder, not thinking that you might not want to do your life's calling because you're letting yourself get burned out from working all the time or doing menial tasks that can easily be hired, or being too cheap with yourself because you're exhausted because you're doing all your own housekeeping and dishes and laundry and cleaning and school pickups and whatever the things are. For women like us to live our best lives, we cannot be the ones to do everything. And to be able to delegate, hire help, think in a bigger way in terms of who else can do this, then requires more money. So do you see how this whole cycle that's going on becomes the biggest double blessing? How did I get to where I am right now? Because I watched other women who were further ahead than me. I watched other women who gave themselves permission to be spiritual and wealthy. I watched other women who gave themselves permission to charge more than some low dollar sliding scale rate and play let's make a deal and discount her services every time she entered into an agreement. I watched other women value their content, value their services, value their products at such a degree that they were then able to get themselves in the positions where bigger money would come in, where bigger opportunities would come in. And it became, I mean, just a double blessing 1,000 times over because I'm just one life that was watching them. I'm just one life that got to make different decisions, think bigger for myself, take different actions, take different risks because of how they showed up. And I'm now in a position where I feel so blessed and fortunate to be able to basically every day jump into my Instagram DMs and there's someone telling me that because of watching me or whatever they've learned from any of my stuff that their life has changed, or now that they're making money, or that they've started a business and they're working with clients. So do you see the ripple effect? And so if there's any part of you that is keeping yourself separate, is keeping yourself small, is keeping yourself stuck in the fear that it's just not okay for you, I just want to really lovingly welcome you and invite you in to this new community of queens. Because everything that we have been through, everything that 2020 was about, that was like the dark ages of modern times. And we are meant to be the bridge into the new age. This new age is the era of queen. The age of queen is now. And it's so exciting that we are the most unlikely candidates. I will give us that as well. We are such ordinary women. But because of who our God is, we are meant to live legendary lives. Isn't that what Esther did? For such a time as this, she was called, and we too are called. And we get to make a difference in so many areas. And one of them is we get to eradicate this belief that something is too expensive, that we can't have what we want. If that desire is in your heart, it's not just about you. Don't you think God knew that that was your desire in the first place? Because God probably was the one that put the desire there. So if God put the desire there, why wouldn't God give you the resources to fulfill that and manifest that desire no matter what it is? And we no longer need to separate, well, we can have this and this, but when it comes to money, we can't have that. Today is a whole new day. And it's a choice. It's a choice. This is one of those things that nobody can do for you. People can model it. People can write books. People can make their own choices for themselves. But for this to really, really take root inside of you, for you to just absolutely create the financial transformation that puts you into financial relaxation, or that puts you into not just making money in some job you don't like, but it has you making money doing what you love, or doesn't just have you making money, but actually has you making money and having loving relationships too, that we are the women who eradicate the thought where you can have love or money, but not both at the same time. Do you understand? Like, God just has his head in his hand up there shaking. Like, that did not come from any spiritual scripture ever. Not one. This is a ridiculous fear-based humans made this up. And then there's millions of women around the world living by that. Not me, because I made a different decision. I made a decision that I can have love and money and I can have them at the same time. And this is your opportunity to make that decision for yourself also, queen, that you absolutely deserve, that you can and will have love and money and have it at the same time. And an abundance of both, because that is your divine calling and that is what you're meant for. And when you come from this place, and if you need to like re-listen to this over and over and over and over again, it is from this high vibration, it is from this openness, it is from this truth that we then get to go within and start asking the better questions. Dear God, how would you have me serve? Because we're not sitting there thinking about like, are we going to be able to have enough money to buy the groceries? We get to ask the questions, dear God, who are the people that you would have me be a light in their lives? Versus thinking, I really want to go on that vacation, but I probably should set the money aside for taxes. We get to go within and say, dear God, how would you use my life today? What action would you have me take to be a blessing in the life of someone else? And when we're completely at peace in financial relaxation, knowing that the next levels are already coming to us even as we speak, because that is the kind of God we serve. A God of progression, a God of love, a God of abundance, a God of prosperity. Jesus came so we would live life and live it abundantly. So I don't want any Christian in the house giving me any of the other scriptures that you're twisting, because that is the one I stand in and live by. End of story. And so you get to say to yourself right now, yes, God. And you get to make the decision. I'm unavailable to struggle financially. I am unavailable to believe that you will not guide me to all the resources that are meant to be along my path for me to fulfill my divine calling. You get to make the decision. I'm not going to be in fear about money. I'm not going to get grabby about it. I'm not going to try and stuff it away. I'm not going to pay attention to, or I'm not going to like be obsessed with how much money is in my bank account. I am going to go to God and say, what money am I meant to make? In what way am I meant to make it? What's the price point for it? And drama free, I will move forward. I will walk in that faith and that certainty and that confidence and that boldness. And yes, I will take risks. And I will stop thinking about what are other people going to think of me. And I will instead give that amount of energy and power and conviction to where is God leading me? And feeling that level of leading brings peace and faith and confidence. And it just has you in this place where of course you deserve. Of course, everyone deserves. And when you start living in that and create that ripple effect in the world, that deserving is for everyone, including you, you don't get to make yourself separate anymore. This queen, this is how you and I change and radically transform our lives, up-level our lives, and radically change and transform the world. And up-level this world. So let's pray. Ah, dear God, thank you. Thank you for creating us exactly the way we are. Thank you for creating us to be the generation of women who will stand in your truth in all your ways, including prosperity, at this time on the planet. Dear God, we know that we all have some old wounding and old thinking and old stuff that we have unconsciously and sometimes consciously let live in our head. And today we turn that over to you. We surrender other people's voices. We surrender other people's values. We surrender other people's rules and other people's disbelief. And in this moment, we open ourselves only to you, only to your miracles, only to your abundance, only to you using each and every one of us in the biggest way that you initially designed. And we pray this believing. Amen. Did you love the episode as much as I did? I hope so. I hope that you're feeling filled up and that all your dreams are possible and that you absolutely have what it takes to do this. And I am here for you. I'm here on your journey. And I just want to make sure that you are constantly supported with all things queen, high vibe, positivity, spiritual superpowers, and all the things. So if you have not already gotten in on the free companion course to my book, you know, my book is The Audacity to Be Queen, The Unapologetic Art of Dreaming Big and Manifesting Your Most Fabulous Life. You can get my book, I'll leave the link in the show notes, but I also have a free companion course. Whether or not you have get the book, this course is meant to just support you with really taking a look at who you are and how you can get to where you want to go. So you can check it out at divineliving.com/audacity, divineliving.com/audacity. That link will be in the show notes as well. Like I said, it's completely free. There's videos, there's workbooks, there's a Facebook group. So get in on this good free content, share the link with your friends, and enjoy. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And
If you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.